Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Oh, we got a big day on the radio show today. John Martin's going to join us in the next segment. That doesn't make it big. He joins us every Wednesday. Kind of feels like a Tuesday, doesn't it, Jeffrey?
Still does, Jeff.
Still does feel like a Tuesday, but it is Wednesday. Anyway, John Martin's going to join us. That's how I know it's Wednesday, because he joins us on Wednesdays. Chris Harrington doesn't tell me anything about the day because he joins us every day straight up at 10 o'clock. You know, I know that people's fantasy football teams, like people's children, are only of interest to them, really, right? You know, I do think we know he had his football draft.
He did.
Fantasy football draft last night.
We were previewing last
and
night,
it is one
yesterday.
It is one of the interesting things about Chris is that you could talk to him about music. You can talk to him about lots of things. You can talk to him about books. You can talk to him about certainly about the NBA. Heretofore, if you talk about the NFL, you'd get nothing. Yeah, just utterly uninterested. And now he's diving back in the way he once dove back into baseball.
Yep.
And he had a fan. I think we should. And maybe this will be our one fantasy football segment of the week as the NFL bears down upon us. Most people have had their drafts at this point. I think we should analyze this team pick by pick.
Most people enjoy fantasy football. They don't enjoy hearing about
other people's teams.
I had a guy that missed a 27-yarder and that caught. Nobody cares about the result.
No. You know what else I don't care about? I don't care about people's. I care about your gambling as it pertains to the show.
Correct.
Right? So, and I care about what wagers, I'm probably asked John what wagers he has this weekend, because it says something about what's going to happen in the world of sports, right?
Exactly.
And by the way, let's not have another moment pass before we acknowledge, in all the excitement yesterday, you should have your own personal fight song that we could have played yesterday, because you went 11-3 in Jeffrey's bets.
Well, Jeff, what did we say a couple of weeks ago?
What did we say? I forget.
This time it's personal.
That's right. That's what we said.
We did a lot of self-scouting. Personal, right? Much exactly. Like Mike did it down in Tallahassee. We changed up our coordinators. We had a different focus. I gave up play calling, except I didn't. I really took back play calling.
Right. Astounding week. An impressive and encouraging week as my crisp $100 bills now is turned in a lot more than that. And we'll do more of that as the week progresses. Anyway, I think we'll go through Chris's fantasy football draft, see what he got. He's got his film, his piece on Memphis, what's happening in Memphis film. We may get into that as well. So we got John Martin. Then we got Chris Harrington. And then normally we have Sam Hardiman on Wednesday. Sam's on vacation. But as it happens, a special guest, Tom Shadyac, is going to join us. Tom, of course, director, producer, writer of films, known for Ace Ventura, The Nutty Professor, Bruce Almighty, Patch Adams, and others. But here in Memphis, In addition to all
of
them.
He was also an adjunct professor at Pepperdine when I was.
Also an adjunct professor. Was he there when you were there? Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I was taught at the University of Memphis and founded Rocks, which is the climbing gym in Soulsville. And as it so happens, this week, Friday night, on Hulu, there is going to be a series dropping about some Rocks members, participants, kids, members of the Rocks community, kids from South Memphis, who climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And so a film crew followed them on this quest. Now, it has taken a tragic turn because one of the climbers, Jermon Johnson, who was really, in many ways, the heart and soul of Rocks, who's an employee at Rocks, former gang member, and became just an unbelievably effervescent and important presence at Rocks. He went on this with this group to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And the Hulu crew was filming this well before they knew about the tragedy that would ensue. They climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Jermon Johnson comes back, and he is killed in a shooting just outside of Rocks. Anyway, Friday, I've written about that. Unbelievably sad. Something for the community to surmount. The Rocks closed briefly. It's reopened. It still is a beacon in South Memphis. The series, again, on Hulu drops Friday, but they're going to have a special screening Thursday night. That's tomorrow night at Crosstown. And members of the community are invited. They're going to show two, I believe, of the episodes at Crosstown tomorrow night. They'll have Tom Shadyac will be there. They'll have members of the group that climbed Mount Kilimanjaro there. So there'll be discussion around it as well. And it's something that, again, everyone in the community is invited to go and see and participate in. And it's going to be inspirational. It'll also be sad. And I will be there and can't wait to see it. So Tom Shadyac and Chris Dean, who is another instrumental figure at Rocks, they're going to join us in place of Sam Hardiman at around 10:30. They will tell us more about that project, more about Rocks, more about the Hulu film series. And we'll do all of that at 10:30. I'm told, and Tom will clarify this, I'm told you it's free, but you do need to sign up and get a ticket.
Yeah.
And to reserve a spot. Again, it's at Crosstown tomorrow night. I will be there, and I urge you to be there as well, if you've any interest in all in that. So John Martin's going to join us, then Chris Harrington, and then we got Tom Shadyac and Christine from Rocks around 10:30. That is the show today. We do have the interesting breaking news story about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
You saw this?
Yes, I did. Well, I should say this. I saw the clip from Pablo's show.
Right. Pablo Torres, who has a podcast where he investigates things, has revealed that Kawhi Leonard had a $28 million deal for a no-show job for a tree planting company.
God, this is old school, like college football.
It was funded by Stephen Ballmer, who, of course, is the owner of the Clippers.
Now, he's also apparently an investor in the company.
Oh, yeah. He's the whole thing. This is not how they got Kawhi Leonard, because he signed with the Clippers in 2019. This deal, I think 2021, 2022, something like that. Maybe how they kept him. So we may talk to Chris about that as well. We'll learn more about that as the story unfolds. But I wanted to start with a scene at FedEx Forum yesterday when John Calipari, Penny Hardaway were there to take the wraps off. We knew it was going to happen. This has been in the news for a while that this was going to happen. But Arkansas, obviously, coming to Memphis to play an exhibition game against the University of Memphis. It's the return of John Calipari. Tickets go on sale Tuesday, September 9th. You can buy your tickets there. Again, this isn't going to be anything that is going to be part of the Memphis season ticket package or anything else. This is a special event. It's an exhibition. And so we had that yesterday. And, you know, my position on this is, has been, well, first of all, nice scene yesterday. There were a lot of the old school guys, folks came back. Sean Williams was there. Sean Taggart was there. Jeremy Hunt was there. And then, of course, others who you'd recognize, Elliot Perry, and Dexter Reed, and others were there. But it was also members of the University of Memphis community. Lou Strasberg was there, and Bill Lofton, and Bob Wynn, and on and on and on. And then lots of boosters, particularly back from the old days, were there. And it was funny. The instructions from the St. Jude folks were, once the press conference was over, Penny and John were going to leave the stage and do some social media thing, right?
Okay.
Then they were going to be sent back out to talk to the media for one-on-ones or to greet people or whatever. And so Caroline Gonzalez, who is a terrific media person for LSAC St. Jude, at the end, she says, okay, so Penny's going to come out in a minute, and then John, he's already out there with you. Because John just got up from the stage and just waited out to say hello to old friends and was hugging everybody. Okay, not me. Hugging everybody, shaking hands, greeting old friends. And it was quite the scene. Obviously, self-selecting the people who went there, the people who love John. Right.
Yep.
People who love John, and particularly it was boosters and employees and people he interacted with and all those folks who love John. And so there you go.
A home game for him.
It was certainly a home game. It was a friendly audience. My position on this is pretty clear. I have never been someone who thinks you have been silly or Memphis fans have been silly or small or petty or anything else to root against John Calipari when he was at Kentucky. I actually thought it showed great discernment, much like another place where this comes up occasionally is the Memphis fans who didn't root for the Oilers when they were in
sure.
Memphis. There were those people who were like, I think if you don't root for the Oilers when they're in Memphis for a year, you're being petty and small and stupid. It's an NFL team and you're dumb if you don't root for them. Well, first of all, who am I to say what you're going to root for or not? But I actually thought it showed great discernment to not root for that team when Memphis had tried forever to get an NFL team and instead had gone to Nashville and they were just going to warehouse it here for a year and they weren't going to.
While they built a stadium we paid for.
And yeah, it was state money. And then literally the one thing that Memphis got was they got some fraction of some tax revenue because the Oilers, this is an old school story, the Oilers wanted Memphians to pay for them to go back and forth to Nashville.
Yep.
And I personally resented the hell out of that. And so I didn't think Memphis fans were small or stupid or petty if they didn't embrace that team. Hell, I don't think they're small or stupid or petty if they still don't embrace that team. If they do, knock yourself out. It's not a very good team right now, but they got an interesting quarterback. If you want to go watch NFL games, knock yourself out. But I never thought you were small if he didn't root for him, and I certainly didn't think you were small if you resented John Calipari for the way he left. And it wasn't really, honestly, about the snow cone machine. That's sort of become a shorthand for it. Like John took everything that wasn't nailed down, sort of, including the roster. Truth of the matter is, it's a time honored tradition in college sports that if you are left by a coach, you root against the coach. Now, that is not there's a nuance here. If you know where you are in the pecking order, and it's clear and it's firmly established, and you don't pretend to be anything other than that, then you don't necessarily resent the coach, right? Like, I don't think Memphis football fans particularly resented Mike Norvell from going to Florida State. Some did. But not really, or Justin Fuente for going to Virginia Tech. Some did because the way that Justin Fuente left, the team collapsed down the stretch,
yeah.
And so it was some didn't like that, whatever. But the truth of the matter is, Memphis football fans knew, certainly at the time, they couldn't win a national title. You could do things at Virginia Tech and Florida State that you couldn't do at Memphis. And so there wasn't this huge vitriolic backlash. Do you agree with that against those team against those coaches leaving?
I'm glad you brought up the way it ended with Fuente, because in general, I felt like more people rooted for Justin when he went, but that did trigger the win.
The way the season played out, there was some of that.
But with Mike, remember there was still
how he took him to the Cotton Bowl? There wasn't much vitriol.
Yeah, but remember there was like the whole like, oh, he might stay, and like the way everyone's like, he hasn't interviewed for any jobs. It turns out like he was interviewing in November.
People still root for Mike.
In general, I think you're sentimental.
People still root for Mike. It's different with Memphis basketball because Memphis was just in the national championship game. So if you're a Memphis basketball fan, it's different. You're just like, John can do at here, win a national championship, what he can do in Kentucky. He can bring number one picks like Derrick Rose here. He can. So of course, Kentucky's a better job than Memphis's, but you can actually win a national championship. You certainly could at the time at Memphis, because they nearly did. And so Memphis basketball fans like to think that there's not as big a gap, and that's why there is naturally more resentment. But then the way it unfolded also made it worse, and it wasn't so much that John took all the players with him. That's what coaches do. And it was certainly not that John took the snow cone machine with him. That's what coaches do. Was it a little bit John's lying about this or that on the way out? Sure, but that's also what coaches do. I do
think people had a rightful gripe about the way he manipulated the sanctions and I was going to get to that.
I think the thing that was the most.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Egregious about John's departure was he left them on probation. He was responsible for it being kept under wraps until he could get the Kentucky job, and then he fled leaving Memphis in the mess.
Yep.
That part was not honorable. It just was not. John left them in a mess, and he made sure that that stayed secret until he was gone. And so if you just wanted to resent him because that's what coaches do, like the LSU fans didn't like Nick Saban. Nick Saban gave him a national championship. John never gave Memphis a national championship. Gave him nine great years, or most of them were great years, and really the best stretch of Memphis basketball we'll ever see. But he never gave him a national championship. People don't like coaches who leave them. They feel injured and hurt, and it's kind of fun to hold the grudge. And there were reasons with John, given the messy exit when it came to the NCAA, to resent the hell out of him. So I never thought Memphis fans were small or petty to root against John Calipari. Certainly when he was deploying the players who they thought were coming to Memphis, it only made sense to me that they would resent John Calipari.
And again, to your point, it's like it's a small part of it, but the kids' table line.
And then he said the thing about that. Yeah, I used to be at the kids' table.
And like I understand when people are like, you know, F you. Yeah,
people fasten on that. And F you.
Yeah.
And everybody hates John if he's not there. Like, how do Kentucky fans feel about John right now? Is it small or petty? It's the way fans work. Don't tell me Memphis fans were small or petty to root against John Calipari. I think they showed discernment, much like I thought that Memphis Tiger fans showed. I mean, Memphis fans showed discernment when they didn't root for the Oilers. So why do I feel different about this one? Bunch of reasons. Because I think this is a great event. I think it's a great event. Yesterday was fun. And I feel differently about it for the following reasons. First is a lot of time has passed, right? Like in the end, there was always going to be a moment. And the moment was not in 2015 when they tried to honor John. Back then there was a funny comment. There was a very, very, very significant Memphis booster who was told about this event. And his reaction was, yeah, they can hold it in the back seat of your car, meaning that's how many people would show up.
Yep.
That was too soon. Time has passed. Look around the world. There's a lot.
2017, right?
There's a lot to worry about. Was that 2017?
Yeah,
it was 2017.
I was here.
So that was too soon. But time has passed. Second, John's no longer at Kentucky.
Yep. I think that's a huge part.
That's a huge part of it. And the reason he isn't at Kentucky is he was forced out.
Like, he had a lifetime contract.
So John's taking his own little buffeting, which sort of evens the score just a little bit. You know,
there's whatever. No question.
Time has passed. He's no longer at Kentucky. It's going to honor his players. And let's be honest, whatever you thought of John, and of course he's the reason the players were here, that was an unbelievable era, and it is a great opportunity to relive that and to honor his players who deserve to be honored. Chris Boysen, who's at ALSAC, who puts these things together, has done such a magnificent job putting this thing together, said that when they made the pitch to John, now they tried to get him when he was at Kentucky last year, honestly, didn't work, didn't come. He said made the pitch to John this time, we told him we wanted to honor his players, and he said that's what pushed it over the edge. And I don't know how many will be there. Sean Taggart, I talked to yesterday, he thinks a lot will be there, but like that's fun. It's fun. If CDR comes back, like it is a, if Derrick Rose, we've seen a lot of Derrick Rose lately, but still if Derrick Rose comes back, if Antonio comes back, Joey, like, come on, man, just the names roll off the tongue and they conjure memories. So why wouldn't you honor one of the players? And then finally, it's kind of the clincher. It's for St. Jude.
Yep.
In case you don't know this, St. Jude, as Shea Flynn in a comment to one of the to the column that I wrote today, I think his comment was, St. Jude cures kids with cancer for free. The rest is just details. And I think that's exactly right. It's for St. Jude, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope it's a rousing, rousing success. There were also things, that's me, by the way. I credit Ed Scott, because Ed Scott was asked about this, and he said, I'm not going to tell people how to feel. People feel the way they're going to feel. He also said, I hope the people who come to support John come, and I hope the people who feel a certain way about John come, because to react however they want to react, because we want to sell the thing out. And so I kind of admired that Ed Scott didn't say, I'm going to tell you how to think. He said, people will think the way they think. He then pointed out, though, that, and it was striking how much John talked about Memphis. And one of the striking things yesterday was just to be reminded what a genius communicator he is And what an unbelievable champion he was for Memphis when he was in Memphis. Indeed, one of the things I think that's painful is painful about losing John was because he was such an effective champion for Memphis. He came in yesterday. A couple things. One of the things he did, he's an unbelievably thoughtful guy. And like the old story about how do we get people in the upper deck? We're going to give away a TV. He's thinking all the time and thinking about how to reach people and how to touch people and how to treat people. And so he when he knew he was coming back yesterday, he reached out to the families of a lot of boosters who honestly were really significant when he was here, but who have since died. Willard Sparks was one. George Cates is another. But there were, five or six sort of families that were really important to John's tenure here. And he personally reached out and said, please make sure that someone from the family will be there because I want them to be a part of this. They were a part of this. I want them to feel like they are a part of this. And John said from the lectern, he said, if you didn't know what was happening, you didn't know what he was talking about. But he said, he mentioned these families. And then he mentioned these boosters, these people who are really important, aren't here now. But what really is important is that the next wave of young people steps up and plays the role to help lift up the university and community that those people played. He did this in the process of thanking the families themselves. But here John is, because that's a real issue in Memphis. There have been a lot of significant boosters who have either passed away or moved away. And it is important for the next generation to step up. And here John is. He's been away for 16 years. And he comes back and he makes that pitch on behalf of the university that he has no connection to anymore. He's talking about how important it is for the. I haven't heard anyone from the university make that point publicly, and here, which is an important point. I mean, I'm sure they make it and know it and understand it all the time. And I think Ed Scott is a great communicator.
Oh, I think this is a larger college sports issue that's being very under-discussed.
I bet that's true, too. But here John is. He waltzes in here, and he makes an important point on behalf of a university that is not rolling in money that I haven't really heard anyone make. And that's – here, another thing John did yesterday was the way that this works is in exhibition games – the reason that schools do this, the reason that North Carolina did it last year, sure, they want to help St. Jude. They believe in the mission of St. Jude. I do believe that to be true. They also get money from the game to pay their players NIL money. That's really why they do it. It's a way of generating NIL money for their players. And that was going to be part of the deal for Arkansas players. And then John called the folks at Alsek St. Jude and said, you know what? That's okay. Keep that money and send it to St. Jude. I want that money to go to St. Jude. Small thing, not something that was publicly mentioned, I'll be honest, at the press conference yesterday. But the guy is unbelievable. And he talked a lot about Memphis. He talked about more Memphis the place than he talked about the game. He talked about how special it was. He talked about diversity. There's the word you're not supposed to say anymore. About how he values diversity and the diversity of the city. He obviously, I think, is conscious of the fact that Memphis is not at its very highest ebb now and said he wants to help the city. And you can roll your eyes at it if you wish. Because, John, you never know. It's a fine line between is he saying what he thinks or saying what he thinks. I get the cynicism. But I actually don't think that it is too crazy to think that John might still care a little bit about the community where he spent 9 years of his life. And
let's be real, completely rebounded his career.
John was very good for Memphis, and you know what else? Memphis was very good for John.
Absolutely.
And And so for all those reasons, I'm for it. I'm for it. I think it's the right moment. I think it's the right time. John was terrific yesterday talking about all of this, and I hope it's a big success because it is for, you know, it's good for the university. It's good for the city. It's good for the basketball team to get an exhibition game like this, and it's good for St. Jude. Will it lead to anything more? 2 points on that. One is there has been some discussion is could this Hoops for St. Jude become a regular season thing? And there Ed Scott was pretty blunt about it. And he said, listen, the problem is we get no money for this game.
Yep.
Like they're happy to do it. They want to support St. Jude too. They're all in on it. But to take a regular season game where they get money and to just give all that to St. Jude, that's not workable. Right?
Yep.
It's just not workable.
Well, and then you run into complications with the type of like signature events. Is it considered a multi-team event? How many can you play?
Right.
And then the other ones give out a lot more money. And you, yes.
And so then there was a separate question. Okay, it's not going to lead to that. And by the way, Chris Boysen didn't give up on that. So we'll see. Who knows? At St. Jude, I'm not going to put it past him. They cure childhood cancer for free. Then the separate question was, is could this lead to a home and home? And John said, we'll see. He said, one of the reasons we wanted to do this is we'll see where it goes. Now, it was funny. Tim Buckley asked the question. He said, Tim Buckley from the Daily Memphian asked the question. And John said, are you a plant? So it was a funny moment from John. But,
you know, Gawkins,
he said, we'll see. And listen, John is famous for not wanting to play these games. Like he wants to play in a neutral, like he always wants to do. He'll probably want to play it in Little Rock, right? Or Nashville or wherever. Like he doesn't. We'll see. Like it would be good for the city. It would be good for the program. So if John means what he says, which I want to do things to help the city, I look at scores at the University of Memphis. I want good things for the University of Memphis. If that is true, then there will be a home and home. And I do think some of it goes to how this thing goes. I don't mean it's whether he's booed or not. Like, I don't think he will be, not in any demonstrable way. But I think...
Certainly not like he was at Rupp Arena.
Right. I think if this is a warm, gauzy, touchy-feely moment and event for John and everybody, I think it makes it more likely. Don't you think so?
I do. I also... I know we've honored teams in the past. Like, this isn't something new. I think in the last few years, there's been a concerted effort to let people know that we're, you know, that maybe we never met them, but they were a part of our lives. These teams, like Corso last weekend, Brent right. Musburger's getting honored by CBS. Like, I do like this. I do like telling people thank you, like, when they're still alive and they can appreciate it. Like, that, I think it's good for the people that maybe don't know exactly how they felt, because I presume there's a lot of conflicting feelings, you know?
It was a fun 9 years.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't, in fact, a completely seamless...
Of course like not.
John would talk about how after year three or whatever it was, there were for sale signs on his lawn. Talked about that all the time. Yeah, and there were for sale signs on the lawn. John's first... 3 or 4 years, disappointing.
I think he had one tournament.
In one tournament, they ended up losing.
Remember
Oklahoma
we had the NIT parade.
Yeah, we had the NIT mm-hmm. parade with a team that like it was disappointing getting launched, but then once that Laurinburg
once
group
it
came,
got, once,
once
it
that
got
Laurinburg
kicking.
Group came, three straight Elite Eights. I mean, come on, man, it was a hell of a lot of fun, and characters on that team, in a way that you know you just don't see anymore. Like these guys
keeping kids for 4 years.
It was the perfect thing because you had Antonio and Robert and CDR and Joey, and they'd been here and they established it. And then you had the cherry on top, Derrick Rose come in. Who's the best player who played for John Calipari in Memphis? Who's the greatest
best college player?
Who's the greatest player? I'm just going to put this way. Who was the greatest player of the John Calipari era?
I mean, if we're talking whole career, it has to be Derek.
But that's not.
I thought
we're not
Carney.
Talking, we're not. We're talking about. He's on CDR. He's the only All American.
Yeah, I thought Carney was criminally underrated. I think you'd probably have to say it's either Derek or CDR.
And it depends on what you judge on.
Correct.
The most talented player
is Derek.
But if you're just
who has the best career
post Memphis,
yeah.
But that's not the greatest player. Like you wouldn't say. Who's the greatest Florida football player of the last 40 years? It's Tim Tebow. Doesn't matter what anyone did in the NFL. I'm sure other players did more in the NFL than Tim Tebow.
Yeah, but
the greatest Florida player.
When you really look at it with a fine-tooth comb, you're like, oh, yeah, they had a bunch of felons that were like incredibly talented, and they made Tebow the face of it so that you wouldn't dig deeper. Is Tim Tebow?
Tebow is the greatest.
He's certainly the most significant to the fan base.
You can go on. What's his name? The BYU basketball player who scored a billion points. What was his name? Who never really made it.
Oh, Jimmer?
Yeah, Jimmer. Jimmer. I'm sure there were greater.
Is Jimmer better than Danny Ainge?
I'm sure there were greater. There were probably pros who played in the years before, after, whatever. Jimmer, who had better pro careers. But if you're saying who was the greatest player of that era, BYU basketball, you're talking about their career there, and so the I'm not counting Derrick Rose's at all after he left, but at his zenith in that NCAA tournament, his best was better than CDR ever was.
I mean, the reason why that team was minutes away from national championship was the run that he was on.
Yeah, it was a hell of a lot of fun. Anyway. We'll talk to John about that. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we got Tom Shadyac and Chris Dean from Rox in here, because Hulu, there's going to be a series dropping on Hulu Friday night about Memphis Rox and their journey to Mount Kilimanjaro. So we got a lot to come today. Back in a moment. It is the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So, Jeffy, you know, one of the great things about, you know, they have these at O'Call, they've got the Peter Millar merchandise in official collegiate colors, right? But one of the great things, like if you're an Alabama fan, they don't have the logo, you know.
Just the colors.
they just have the colors. Mm-hmm. So you don't actually have to wear the logo. They're just in the colors, and you can rep your colors still. Yeah, it's football season. Once again in Memphis, yet another reason to go to O'Call, where they've got shirts, quarter zips, and hoodies, all in official NCAA registered colors from Peter Millar. So whether you're a fan of Memphis, they won. Ole Miss, they won. Tennessee, they won. Arkansas, they won. Alabama, no, they did not win. You will get what you need for the fall. I was talking to Paul about this. He says, you know, what the real people really need is they need new shorts for the tailgate. Like, no matter what you're wearing up top, you need new shorts or slacks. Get the Brack slacks that I have. They're unbelievably comfortable and stylish to look sharp at the tailgate. It's a great time to get to O'Call, and it's the, as it has been for more than a century. It is a legendary store, beautiful clothes, unbelievably helpful employees. They've got the tailoring department literally right there. The people who do the tailoring, they don't send it off somewhere. It is shopping the way it is meant to be. So whether you're getting ready for a Saturday tailgate or a fall wedding, swing by and see your friends at O'Call. Joined now by John Martin. John Martin, of course, Jason and John every single day. From 11 till 2, John, you seem, you're all in on the John Calipari return. Are you not?
Oh, of course. I mean, don't you think that's the consensus?
Yes.
You know, I've had to even update sort of the way I think about this. But like now that I've seen, you know, the reaction from people, it seems like there's only like two or three wackos that.
Well, that's what I think. In fact, when I was writing the column about it, I even felt a little bit like I don't really need to say anything about people should get over it because I think people are over it. You know, I've always thought that this was even at its zenith. Like, Memphians didn't spend 24 hours a day hating John Calipari. It's fun to have a grudge and whatever. And after 5 years had passed, it was, yes, there are people who say, I hate that guy, whatever. But now there's a few people who are like, I'll never, whatever. But mostly, particularly when you bring St. Jude into this, right? Isn't that, I mean, you know, come on, man. It's the perfect way. It's the perfect way for him to come back. Seeing what he said about Memphis and how yesterday went, did you feel the old feelings of love of return, John?
Well, they never left for me.
Yeah.
But I did think it was just really nice to, it's like I tweeted last night. I read your comment. I thought it was really, really well done.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Appreciate the kind words.
You need to tell him. You can't run over the place that I work now, you son of a bitch. You're not going to be able to back over it in the driveway. It's a digital-only product.
John once said he was going to run over. I only see the CA when I run over it as I'm backing out of the driveway, and you can't run over the Daily Memphian. That's a good point.
At least he was subscribed.
What? At least he was. Even then, it was acknowledging that he was a subscriber, right? Yeah.
Great line, by the way. Like they line. Just don't make them like that anymore. Like I said on my tweet, you know, if you're a Memphian, regardless of how old you are, if you were living in Memphis between the years, you know, 2004 to 2009, I mean, John Calipari was the engineer for some of the best sports memories you'll ever have. I think just that's undeniable. And so, you know, for him to come back and
How old were you during this era?
I was like, you know, 15, 16. So, I mean, it's just amazing, like, how it felt at that time. You know, I just felt like this was going to be the way it would be forever. Like, man, you know, Cal's, you know, one of us, and he's never going to leave, and because nobody wants him because he's got all the stuff on his rap sheet, and I was wrong, obviously, but I mean, it was just like, I mean, I think, you know, as a sports fan, those were literally like the most fun moments I've ever had. Nothing has even come close. I mean, in those since then, I mean,
well, the Raiders haven't really threatened for you. You know,
game day coming to Memphis was pretty amazing.
Game day coming to Memphis was, if I was going to say, what are the greatest Memphis sports days since I've been here? A lot of the Grizzly games, you know, the Grizzlies beating the Clippers, the Grizzlies beating San Antonio, like those were the whoop that trick, the Blake, you know, Griffin, like those Zebo, like those were there. Game day coming to Memphis. And then it was different, obviously, because I wasn't in Memphis, because I was in San Antonio. But Memphis destroying UCLA. Oh, my God.
I mean, that was just like the pinnacle, you know. I mean, it's just like, it could not have been better for the moment. I mean, it's not just that, you know.
It could have been better, Memphis, actually. Could have been a little bit.
I was talking about that game.
But, no, that game was.
Because, like, you know, that was the cool thing about the run, right? You got me thinking about it, you know. I mean, we're just conditioned in Memphis to just feel like everybody, you know, has it better than us or is against us. And maybe a lot of times that's true. And then, you know, here comes this magical Final Four run where you get to mow through absolute blue bloods, man.
Texas, Michigan State, UCL, destroy them all.
Destroy them. Like, lay waste to them. Like, not even, like, drama. I mean, it's like, we're by halftime of each of those games, you knew it was over. I mean, I just don't know that. And the Grizz definitely, you know, with their run in 2013, you know, that was definitely the closest thing to it because it was very similar in that, you know, it was this iconoclastic team that was fighting against the dying of the light, a changing NBA, and here's Zach Randolph, you know, bullying these dudes on the way to a Western Conference Finals. So it was very similar to that. But, yeah, man, when I'm gone, you know, when I'm in my deathbed and, you know, my kids are around, they're going to say, Dad, you know, how do you feel about everything? I would say 07-08.
The
07-08, man.
John did talk about the possibility of a home and home with Arkansas. In the course of it, it was interesting. He said, you know, he said, and Penny can sympathize with this. He said, I don't like playing people I don't like. That's what he said. He didn't mean Memphis. He likes Memphis. He said the opposite. He said, I don't like playing. He said, I don't coach well because I look across and I'm like, I hate that guy. I'm like, whatever. He said, I mean, John is really funny, right? And it did make me think of Rick Barnes, you know, like it's why, like it's very clearly why Tennessee won't play Memphis because they don't like each other. John typically would not do a home and home with Memphis. That's not the kind of thing he'd do. He'd want to put it in a neutral. Do you think his caring about the city, I used finger quotes there, is going to be sufficient to carry the day? Maybe it should be the true test. You say you care about the city. Are you willing to do a home and home? What's the big cost of doing a home and home? Nothing. There's no skin off your nose for doing a home and home. Really costs you nothing. You don't need it because you play an SEC schedule. But there's no harm in doing it. Do you believe there will be a home and home that comes out of this?
I do. Yeah, I do. Because, I just don't think Cal would. I mean, I know he is a BS artist in many ways, but I don't think he would go to that extent.
He didn't say there would be. He said, we'll see how this goes.
But he said, like, you know, he did acknowledge that, you know, part of this was going to, you know, exploring, right? Like,
yeah.
And I think, like, it's very easy to present it now, you know, in a way that it's almost like a celebration of Cal. You know, if this goes well and he gets cheers, I mean, he could say it's about attendance. I think it's mostly just about him not feeling like he's getting tomatoes thrown at him, right?
Right.
And so if it goes well and he doesn't feel like that.
And embraced, right.
Yeah, I just, you know. I told the story on the show. I've told it on your show before, but like I just thought, you know, your anecdote about him inviting widows of boosters that have passed on, you know, that's Cal. I mean, I know people will say it's performative.
No, it's totally, he's not just performative. It's thoughtful because he didn't make a big deal that I'm the reason they came. Other people told me that. Like John had reached out to spouses of people who'd passed to make sure they were going to be there. And that's right. Not, that isn't like all the things that are said about John are true. You know, the good things and the good things are also true. He's a genius at reaching people, connecting with people, all of that. And to do that, to make sure that Willard Sparks, you know, Bina Cates was there, like to make sure they were there personally invited. Come on, who does that? You know, it's really thoughtful. All right, John, how was your gambling week?
Oh man, next question.
Jeffrey won 11-3. Jeffrey won 11-3 in Jeffrey's bets, and so we'll do that again.
I would have taken 3-11 this weekend. Good Lord,
the you felt pretty strongly that. That Texas was playing the wrong quarterback this year, last year. How do you feel now about what? Tell me right now, what SEC teams are going to make the playoff?
Texas, Georgia, LSU. Who am I? Am I missing anybody obvious?
Texas, Georgia, LSU, Tennessee. How about Tennessee? You're not putting Alabama in there?
Alabama, no.
Not putting Ole Miss?
I'll put Ole Miss in there, yeah.
Well, you're not giving them. How many are you giving them? Five? You're giving them four. Jeffrey, what four teams are going to make the SEC? What from the SEC team are going to make the playoff?
So I agree on Texas. I agree.
You both are still on board Texas.
Yeah. I know the final score counts. I was not as down on Texas. Like that defense is going to be nasty. I think I'll go with John. I'll say
Texas
Georgia, LSU, and I'm going to say they only get three in again.
Oh, look at that.
Jeez. No wonder they want to friggin' go to 24.
This is one of the things.
Big Ten.
This is the one thing that struck me, by the way, that we spent all this offseason angst about how the SEC got screwed and trying to reevaluate the playoff and whatever, and the real reason was because Alabama got left out last year, and Ole Miss, but really mostly Alabama. And you looked at Alabama again.
But that was the weird thing. SEC fans didn't think Alabama got left out. SEC fans were like, that's not Alabama.
Yeah, I know. But the truth of the matter is what we saw from Alabama again is what we saw last year from Alabama. And we're going to shed tears and going to have to redo the playoff because that team got left out. Same damn team as last year. Yeah, no, thank you. I don't need that. Who's your fourth? You only have three, Jeffrey, so you don't have Ole Miss or Tennessee in.
I think they're going to wind up with a bunch of teams that are like 9-3, and I don't.
Yeah, that might be true.
All right, give me a wager for this week, Jeff, John. Before we let you go, who have you already put money on?
I'll say UTSA -4.5 against Texas State. Trailer's talked about, you know, how much this would mean. I think they lost to them last year, and
they got the murdered. Last year.
And I, you know, I think he's a guy that's really good at, you know, getting his team up those kinds of games, like we saw Memphis last year. So, I think they get this job done. They have a stud running back, apparently, that everybody keeps talking about. So, I think they can move the ball very well and they'll be able to, you know, put up a lot of points. So, I'll lay the 4.5 with UTSA.
And Raiders open with
New England.
Thoughts?
You mean on the game or like
on that game? Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Patriots probably win. I don't think Ashton Jensen is going to last a full season.
Running over if he tries to run over people?
Yeah, he feels like a guy that, like, because he's not Derrick Henry, you know? No, like, he's not 6'3, 240. He's like, you know, 5'10, 240. 5'9, 240. You know, and he just really seeks out contact. And that's how he had success at Boise State. Like he would just the Mountain West defenders just bounced off of him. And it wasn't like he making guys miss. And in the NFL you have to make guys miss.
Are you out on him generally?
I mean, I think he could be a good running back, but he's gonna have to learn how to like play different. Like, you can't run through people in the NFL, man. Not at that size. Derrick Henry can, but he can't. He's too small. So he's gonna get hurt. He's gonna like tear. He's gonna separate his shoulder or something. Like by week six, I just, you know, if you drafted him and you pay a lot of money for him, I think you're gonna be disappointed.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yep.
That's John Martin, Jason John, every single day from 11 to 2. If you're selling your house, Josh Heisa would be the person to call. Josh Heisa and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Phone number 901-461-8147. It's tricky time in the housing market. It really is. I keep reading more and more. Buyer's market. And I keep thinking about Josh Heisa and these robocalls that you get asking if you want to sell your home and offering you an instant cash offer and whatever else. And you must think for people that must be tempting because you don't have to fix up your home, do whatever. You don't have to do showings. You don't have to have the suspense. You sell your home, you're done with it. But you're going to get screwed because you're going to get a low ball offer from those folks. Josh Heisa will give you the full market value for your home. If you were thinking about your home, you owe it to yourself to call Josh or contact Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Come out to your home, tell you what the house is worth, and then you get up to 4 months before you have to hand over the keys. Again, it's Josh Heisa, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. We got a busy second hour. We got Chris Harrington coming up next. And then we got Tom Shadyac and Christine from Memphis Rocks. We will do that when we return. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.